Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And what a glorious morning for a change. It was a little chilly, but it really wasn't even too bad at the 7 a.m. service this morning. At least there was no rain or snow or the wind wasn't blowing, so we couldn't hardly ask for such a more beautiful day than today. But then again, I've seen Easters where we've had storms. I've seen Easters where we've had snow. And every Easter has been a beautiful morning. In part because of the wonder of God's creation, but most especially because this is the day in which our Savior returns to us. Today is the first day, often referred to as the eighth day, but today is the first day of a new creation in which Christ returns, in which death is no more. Though our bodies may die, our true selves continue on. Now, I often think of that first Easter morning. Now, there are four different variations of the four Gospels we have in our Bible, and they each are a little bit different. And that's, as we all know, is not that unusual when you have four different people telling or thinking they're telling the same story. But the one consistency is Mary Magdalene. Now, we hear about Mary going out to the tomb. Now, if we look at Mark's reading of the Easter morning, Mary has gone out there with other women to, well, let's face it, Mary and the other women went to basically clean up the mess the guys made. Because on what we refer to as Good Friday, the day that Jesus was crucified, as we heard from our Passion play earlier this week, because it was before the Sabbath, they had to take the bodies down and have them buried before sunset. And so we have this hasty burial, even though Joseph and Nicodemus, did their best job of putting them in a fine cloth and putting the traditional herbs and spices and oils. It was a quick job. And so if we look at Mark's telling of the gospel, the women came with all the stuff needed to give Jesus the proper burial. So this morning in John's gospel, we hear about Mary going to the tomb. And when she gets there, it's empty. Now, this was a great fear, I think, for the disciples, because you would have had the Roman soldiers, you would have had Pilate, you would also had the chief priests being afraid that this Jesus was going to be seen as a great martyr and that his burial place would be this made into this sacred holy place, this gathering, this rallying ground. So the idea is when Mary showed up, it was a very realistic fear that they had taken the body and put it somewhere else. And so we hear that Mary, in her panic, runs off to tell Peter, and whom we are told the disciple that Jesus loves. Now, more often than not, that is considered to be St. John. But if the gospel is according to St. John, it would have been fairly egotistical for John to write that, the disciple Jesus loved, me. So we always hear the disciple that Jesus loved. So we assume this is always John. And they get to the grave and they see that it's empty. The cloths and wrappings and stuff, they're lying where the body was. And they start getting this inkling. You hear about how John, it starts coming together, what Jesus has been telling them. But it isn't quite whole yet. They're still kind of fleshing it out. The prophecies are starting to make sense, and what Jesus has told them about the third day, that light bulb, it's there, but it's not quite at full wattage yet. And so we hear how the men go off. And as we will hear next week, how the men went off to hide. But Mary stayed behind. Now, Mary Magdalene, throughout the centuries in the Western church, was given a bad rap. And this was because of Pope Gregory I, who in a sermon basically painted the idea of the Madonna and, shall we say, the Lady of Ill Repute, which really had nothing to do with Mary Magdalene, because she was also often associated with another woman in the Bible that's unnamed. But in the Eastern Church, our Orthodox sisters and brothers, the wonderful thing that they've always seen Mary Magdalene as the apostle to the apostles. In the Orthodox Church, and now it's starting to be understood and seen here more and more, that Mary was the first one to proclaim the risen Lord. As we saw today, when Jesus spoke to her and told her not yet to hold on, you know, that he hadn't ascended yet, but he revealed himself first to Mary. And then it was Mary who went and told the disciples that she had seen the risen Lord. Hence, the apostle to the apostles, the messenger to the messengers. Now, what Mary did that first day was to be the first to allow everybody to know that through Jesus Christ, salvation had been made possible, that death has been conquered, that though our bodies may die, we continue to live, that through Christ, we have been adopted as children of God. Now we, like Mary, like those first apostles, like the disciples that followed them, and the many generations who have come after, we are also called to be messengers of that good news, to share this wonder and joy of this morning to those whom we see in the world around us, to remember that Easter is not one day, but it's who we are. Now, Easter is 50 days long. Remember last week when I said the Triduum, the, you know, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the Vigil was a 1 3-day long liturgy? Easter is a 50-day day. For the next 50 days, we're going to get all sorts of hallelujahs in. We're going to rejoice in that sorrow, that darkness, and such that was part of our Lent. We get to feel the wonder now of the risen Lord. Now, this joy, this wonder that we feel right now, it'd be pretty selfish to keep it to ourselves, wouldn't it? As we all know, a gift shared is so much more enjoyable. You know, when I was in seminary, you know, we always called it found money. When somebody would end up with a little bit extra money, you know, maybe their parish would have sent them an extra $50, or, you know, maybe they gained some extra cash. And we'd often go out, you know, maybe it was a small group of us, maybe it was a large, but the person who had received the largest would often treat others. Maybe it was to dinner, maybe it would be going out for, you know, for drinks, maybe it would just be for coffee. But because of that idea that this found money was so much more joyful when it was shared with others. And I have this belief that it is true with our faith. The more we share it, the better it is. The more we enjoy it when we share it with others. You know, it's like they say that when you light a candle from another candle, and you can light that candle, you know, you can light actually hundreds of candles from one candle, and none of the first candle will ever lose the amount of brightness. Instead, that brightness grows, that light. And that's what it is with Christ, is the more we share it, the more the light of Christ shows in the world. So my sisters and brothers, on this wonderful, glorious, beautiful Easter morning, I encourage you to go out. I encourage you to share this experience with other people, to share the risen Christ. I encourage you to go out and leave other people to know that Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. So my sisters and brothers, hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord.